Blog Talk Radio.
But we are making a stand, and we're waking everybody up that 9/11 was an inside job. And you are the minority. You are the cowards who don't know the truth. You're the people that serve this evil system. You're the people that serve a system that hurts innocent men, women, and children. Not just Iraqis, not just Afghans, not just Africans, but the people right here in this nation. You serve a new world order that attacks and feeds on you. And I'm here to tell you that you will be defeated. Your hours are numbered. We've got the energy. We've got the life force. All you've got is evil backing you up. All you've got is greed and liking to look at yourself in the mirror. Because deep down, the New World Order is a pot-bellied, chicken-necked ninny. And all the armor and all the weapons are nothing. You are nothing compared to good. You are nothing compared to life. And you will be defeated. I want the individuals out there, I want free humanity to turn themselves loose, to cut the chains loose, and to use the end of that chain to slap the New World Order right upside the head. You've got the power. You want to know who can defeat the New World Order? It is you. You're the individuals that are going to be able to defeat this system. You're the individuals that are going to be able to take down the New World Order. It doesn't matter if Ron Paul wins. It doesn't matter if they rig the election. What matters is that we're starting to stand up. We're starting to move. We're starting to find our legs. We're starting to build our muscles. We're starting to realize that we do have power, and we can work together, and we can take action, and that the naysayers are a pack of weak liars who have never had any successes in their life and who are upset and frustrated to see us beginning to have victories against tyranny. They don't have any respect for themselves. They don't have any vision. And they don't have any will. And they sure don't have any of the power that shines out of God's soul and energizes all life in the universe. They have wed themselves to death. And they will crumble, and they will fall, and for eternity, we wed ourselves to life, and to every...
You're watching The Madness of a Lost Society. November 26, 2010, Black Friday revealed yet further evidence of the complete madness of the populace of our lost society.
In case you didn't hear, the leaders of China and Russia.
China and Russia said that they are renouncing the dollar.
The best way to think of it is a ticking time bomb. At some stage, the dollar will fall sharply.
Now, you might be saying, Neil, what the heck does this mean to me?
As the dollar loses status as the world's reserve currency, as mystery missiles launch just off our shores, as North and South Korea take the world to the brink of war, as the TSA violates all measure of liberty and constitutional rights, and as the U.S. military itself prepares for the coming total economic collapse and breakdown of civil order, this is what Americans care about. Wanton, lustful commercialism, acting like animals fighting over trinkets made by human beings for slave wages. As you watch this horrific video, do you think any of these people own a single ounce of physical precious metal? Any gold? Any silver? Do you think that even one of them understands what the Federal Reserve is, or that the Fed is spending them into oblivion and economic slavery? Do you think even one among them has made any preparations at all for the day when there is no food on grocery store shelves? And do you think the morally bankrupt executives at Target or Walmart even care? This is what we've become. A decadent, mindless culture who, by virtue of this complete and willful ignorance, are now officially complicit in the crimes being perpetrated against us. Do you think these people who behave like animals, literally trampling each other over $198 laptops and $10 toasters, will even pause for a moment to consider their actions before they riot and burn entire cities when the days of hyperinflation finally arrive? When the grocery stores are bare? When they are truly desperate? This, my friends, is what a dumbed-down, morally bankrupt, completely broken society looks like, and this is how it behaves. No outrage over the bankers raping them. No outrage over their gutted industry. No outrage over their plundered dollar. Just blind, wanton stupidity. just bread and circuses. The elite are social Darwinists, and they believe what they can get away with is fair game as long as we allow it. This is social engineering, and they've done it to us by design. They've turned us into animals that they can corral. We are no longer citizens in a republic safeguarded by our elected representatives. We are consumers feeding at a corporate trough managed by officials.
Will you tell the American people to whom you lent $2.2 trillion of their dollars?
Hundreds and hundreds of banks, any bank or that has access to the U.S. Federal Reserve System.
Tell us who they are.
No.
If this is America, who will stop them? Our entire system is corrupt and needs to be dismantled and begun anew. But from what base? If what happened on Friday across America is any indication of the condition of the American populace, then our very foundations are built of sand. May God forgive us for what we've become and for what we've allowed to happen to our nation. And may those of us with the courage and sense to do it renounce this behavior and the monstrous marketing ploy that is Black Friday in its entirety. This, my friends, is not us. We are the Republic. We are the informed. We are the proactive ones. And it is our job to lift up those who are lost. And saving our Republic is a full-time job. May God bless the Republic.
Renewed hostile actions against United States ships on the high seas in the Gulf of Tonkin have today required me to order the military forces of the United States to take action in reply.
Dr. Martin Luther King, the apostle of nonviolence in the civil rights movement, has been shot to death in Memphis, Tennessee.
Senator Kennedy has been shot. Is that possible?
He still has the gun. The gun is pointed at me right at this moment.
Take a hold of his thumb and break it if you have to.
We were to run a full house. We had an explosion, and we are defending it. We agree. Let's try our best.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
Survivors of the USS Liberty are demanding a congressional investigation into what happened and acknowledgement that the Israeli Air Force bombed a U.S. intelligence Navy ship.
The death of bin Laden marks the most significant achievement to date in our nation's effort to defeat al-Qaeda.
The Taliban is taking responsibility for shooting down a U.S. helicopter. More than 30 people were killed, and there are reports this morning that most of them are U.S. Navy SEALs.
There may be a false flag incident where a ship goes down and used to accelerate the next war.
If there's one thing that has unified Democrats and Republicans, and everybody in between, that we all hated the bank bailout.
The Department of Homeland Security is apparently on a huge ammo buying spree.
It comes out to like 1.6 billion rounds of ammunition.
Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people.
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
From the front lines of the information war.
All right, everybody, how you doing? My name is Joseph Gibson. We're live on Blog Talk Radio, 6:08 p.m. on the East Coast, broadcasting from Greensboro, North Carolina. It's 100 degrees out there. I don't know why everybody's not inside in the air conditioning listening to this show. You sure as hell don't want to be outside North Carolina. I imagine imagine Alabama. I can't imagine here in North Carolina. It's North Carolina. I can't imagine how hot it is in South Carolina. Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama. Oh my goodness. I mean, I know it's worse down there. Florida. Florida is surrounded by ocean. And I know in Florida they get a lot of thunderstorms. And, you know, I've spoken to people who lived in Florida, and they'll say, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's real hot, but then they'll get a thunderstorm real quick, real quick for about 20 minutes, and then the sun will come back out, and then it'll rain again, and they got the ocean breeze also, but it is also hot and muggy in Florida, but here in North Carolina, the air is just, we have no breeze. I mean, the trees are just wilted, and we'll go 100 degrees for 7 days without a drop of rain. You know, I mean, yesterday we actually got lucky and got 20 minutes worth of rain there while the sun was out, you know. But you see, it'll rain in a small little section of a county, and then you'll drive maybe a quarter mile down the road and they got nothing. And then you'll keep going and it'll start raining. It's, you know, it's very, very strange. It's weird how Mother Nature works and operates. But, well, we're back on the air here. We were off. I had some things I had to take care of. I told everyone that the last show we did on, which was, I believe it was last Sunday. We did not broadcast any show on Thursday, nor did we do a show on Sunday. I had some traveling plans that I had to take care of where I went. People who are supporters of the program, or if there's any family listening, they know. But for all the wackos out there, I'm not going to get into details. But I had some things to take care of, and I had to drive about 900 miles. And luckily, it was a safe trip, and I'm back. And so hopefully I don't have to make that drive anytime soon anymore, because let me tell you something. It's the way the highways are built, the road construction they got going on that lasts for 100 years. You know, they, for instance, in Pennsylvania, they've got a road, you know, you're driving on Interstate 81 in Pennsylvania through the mountains, and they're doing construction there now for about 20 years. Okay. And you've got about 30 miles of road that has barriers, a one lane road. Okay. You're on, you know, you're going, you go from a two lane highway on Interstate 81 to a one lane road where they're doing construction. And they got it so tight and secure that when you're driving a vehicle, you've got about 3 feet before you hit the concrete barrier, 3 feet on both sides. Now, you got to remember, they want you to do 65 miles an hour through this little concrete barrier. And it's twisting and it's turning and it's not lit up. It's dark, especially at night. You know, there's no reflectors or streetlights. You're going through the mountains of Pennsylvania. And it's just dangerous. It's a death trap. And if there's just one accident, just think, that's one lane. And there's no emergency pull-off either. You have concrete barriers on both sides. So it's a death trap. And it's just stupidity. It's stupidity. It's the government at its best. Whatever politician or whatever contractor bid it on that job and got it, or whatever highway personnel are working on that section of highway, they really should be fired because they are complete jackasses. Whoever would build something like that and allow people to travel through that type of road at that speed is just, you got to be an idiot, you know? But anyway, that's one of the things I encountered on my little journey there. And, it was just the roads in America are not built for traveling anymore. It's just, you know, there's too many people. The roads are built half-assed, wrong, and it's no fun to drive. It's no fun to drive anymore or go anywhere. Ever since I've gotten my driver's license, that's all I've seen. For instance, I'm from the state of Connecticut, and I know for a fact that when I first got my driver's license, they were working on Interstate 91 there in New Haven, Connecticut, Long Wharf area, and they had it, and they're still working on it here now, and I'm 43 years old today. They're still working on the Q Bridge project. They still have roads torn up and lanes blocked. So, you know, I just don't get it. I don't understand why. And, for instance, here in North Carolina, we have a route called 220. If anyone who's driven through North Carolina, they know what 220 is. And you have 220, and then you have business 220. That goes the opposite way, okay? Now, they're destroying 220, and they're turning it into I-73. This highway project starts up in Virginia, okay? And we'll go all the way to the beaches of North Carolina, probably about, oh, I'd say 450 miles of roadway. And houses are going to be torn up and destroyed. And here where I live in Greensboro, they've already started the project because 220 is an old country road. where it, you know, it's that's what it was designed for, horse and wagons. But however, today we have cars and trucks, and it's only a one-lane road, so that it cannot handle the traffic. So I understand what they're doing. I just don't understand why it takes so long for these highway projects to be completed. I just don't get it. I mean, if I was the bidder on it or a contractor on this highway project, like I just told you, I was 16 years old when I first, you know, went in New Haven, Connecticut, when they were tearing it up. And here I am 43 years old and they're still working on it. I'll be dead before it's completed. So it's just, like I said, traveling the roads of America today, it's just backwards. It's just no fun in it. You can't sightsee. I mean, I'd like to hear others' comments on that about driving, especially elderly people from days ago when they drove. And when, I mean, just look at me. You know, like I said, I'm 43 years old. When I was 16, my first car was a 1979 Mercury Monarch. And the roads were different. There was less traffic. This is back in 1988. But here we are today. These roads are just, like Wallingford, Connecticut, Route 5. I was in Wallingford, Connecticut. Route 5 is just totally, it's just congestion. You can't get anywhere. It's quicker to walk. It's actually quicker to ride a bike or walk. It's pathetic. And I was talking to Dr. Ventura there, a friend of the show, and he travels through Los Angeles. You've got six lanes out there, bumper to bumper in Los Angeles. And when there's an accident, if you're not dead, you better get that car off the side of the road. You know, it's just, why are these roads in America built backwards? And you see these turning lanes, these merging lanes, the right lane disappears, where the exits merge on. It's backwards the way they're built. There's one place that I did live in northern New Hampshire where the roads were built properly. Population at hand. When it snows, they were easy to clear. When it rained, it had runoff. And I'm talking about where my grandma's cabin was up in northern New Hampshire and North Stratford, New Hampshire. The roads were built properly. And I guess, you know, those roads were built for logging trucks because logging is a big industry up there and near the Canadian border, and logging trucks were always traveling these roads. But you see, in the winter, it snows every day up there. However, travel does not stop, and it's easy to clear the roads. They built the road, but when you turn on an angle, and the road is like built on a slope in a way. You know, so when you turn into the turn. And if anyone who has a driver's license who's traveled knows exactly what I'm talking about, okay? And it has proper drainage, and it's easy for the plows to push the snow off the road, okay? So that's what I'm talking about. But most places around today, like, for instance, the state of Connecticut, the roads are built half-assed. You know, I don't know how it is where, like, for instance, Joe and Sebastian, Florida, how the roads are built. I know I've been out in Wisconsin on the farm there. I think the roads are pretty good out there. But I've got a caller, so I'm going to go ahead and connect them because I really don't have any guests scheduled for tonight. I just wanted to touch base with some of the listeners. I don't have anything special. But before I get to the caller, I want to make an announcement, and I posted it, and I know I'm going to get idiots to call me 2 weeks from now. We know, all of you know, there we have the football contest where we're going to pick the teams of what two teams are going to play in the Super Bowl this year, coordinated with other radio show hosts. I've coordinated with the captain, and we've got quite a few people, actually, that have entered their picks. And the picks are, and this is the details of how it goes. If you are able to name the two teams that will appear in this year's Super Bowl, not win or lose, just the two teams that will appear in the Super Bowl. And you have to do it before the first game of the season, which is tonight, Thursday night, is the first game, Carolina and Denver. So once that game starts, there's no more entries for this contest. Okay? I may change, you know, because I didn't do my Monday morning quarterback show, and I looked in the archive, and there were a lot of people that actually clicked on the show, but I didn't do it, so I may bend the rules a little bit here and allow people to enter their pick after week one. But as it stands right now, what I want to do is, if there's anyone out there that wants to enter into the pool, all you have to do is call in. I'll log down your phone number. If you change your phone number, that's on you. Okay, I will give you my email address. And if you're the winner, we will contact you, and you will receive $500 if you are able to pick the two teams that will play in the Super Bowl. Okay? And believe me, this is a good system, the way, you know, and it's actually quite exciting, because I do a sports show on Friday night with the captain, and Neil and Jeremy also are the co-hosts of that show, and we had a lot of people call in for last Friday, actually, and enter their picks, okay? And I had a few people email me with their picks also. So I know I posted it on Facebook tonight. So, hey, it's an easy $500. You want to win $500, pick the two teams that are going to play in the Super Bowl. There's no gimmicks. There's no catch. I know maybe that's what I should have done, is I should have probably tried to screw people, because that's what they love, or, you know, because they would enter the contest then. But I don't like to do that. Is what this is, there's no catch to it. You don't have to pay any money. All you have to do is give your phone number, your email, and you'll be contacted if you win, because everything is logged. We have four people moderating this contest, okay, right now. And it's self-explanatory. Just pick the two teams that are going to play in the Super Bowl. It's very easy. There's no point spread. There's no points. There's no instructions. There's nothing. And you will win $500, okay? So I just wanted to announce that in the beginning of the show. If anyone's listening on Twitter or through Facebook, I know I've got about 1,500 people on Twitter that are followers, and I've got a few hundred on Facebook that pay attention to my posts, and we've got some callers on the line tonight and a few people in the chat room. So those are my instructions, and if you want, you have got to call me or email me before the game starts tonight. So the show number is 657-383-0616, and you press 1, and you can enter your pick live. If you don't want to come on to the radio because you're shy or you don't want to talk on the radio, you can email me at joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, okay? But I must receive that email before kickoff tonight, as it stands right now. And I know last night I tried to get a couple painters that were working for me on the radio, but they were too shy. They didn't want to talk. I tried to get them on the captain show, because I was a guest on the captain show last night. But anyway, I don't know why people are afraid to talk on the radio. I don't understand. You're anonymous. You don't have to be afraid. Nobody's going to bite you. But anyway, I do have one caller already. I'm going to go ahead and connect them, and I believe this is one of my supporters, and that's Mike from the state of Wisconsin. Hello, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, good evening, Joe. Good evening, everybody. Well, welcome back. It's nice you're back, and, you know, I kind of missed the show, to be honest with you. So, you know.
Well, that's good. That's great. That's great. Thank you.
I don't know about this football pick. You know me. I'm going to pick the Packers, and I'd probably
Mike. Mike, if you want to put your pick on record right now, you can. And I know you're not a die-hard football fan, but, hey, 500 bucks is 500 bucks. And we've got four radio show hosts, me and three others, that are coordinating this. I'll document it, and I know who you are. You don't have to give out your personal information. Just give me the pick right now, and, hey, you win, you win. You'll get a check from New York, you know?
All right, well, my pick is real easy. Packers and Cowboys.
Packers and Cowboys. Okay, Mike from Wisconsin. I'm going to write that down, and I'll email the captain that we got another pick here from Mike. Packers and Cowboys. Okay.
If that does happen, then, you know, me and your mom will become rivals at that time.
Well, wait a second. No, wait. Your pick is off, Mike. You can't do a pick like that. Packers and Cowboys because the Packers cannot play in a Super Bowl with the Cowboys. They're both NFC teams. You have to pick. Yeah, you have to pick an AFC team. So you have to pick NFC and AFC. Yeah. So go ahead and give it another shot. Or if you need a few minutes, that's fine.
How about the Packers and the 49ers?
No, 49ers are NFC also. 49ers are NFC.
Well, and then my last one would be the Packers and the Vikings.
No, Vikings are NFC. Vikings are NFC also. You got to pick an AFC and NFC. The Packers are in the NFC.
Really?
So you have to pick an AFC team.
Okay. Philadelphia?
No, Philadelphia. You're picking all NFC teams, Mike. Look, for instance, the AFC, you've got in the AFC, you've got Pittsburgh, you've got Baltimore, you know, you've got, you know, like I said, you're not a diehard football fan, but hey, $500 is $500. So you're taking a shot in the dark. I know your NFC team is the Packers, so all you got to do is pick an AFC team, and if it happens, you get $500, you know?
All right. Well, how about the Dolphins? Are they
Miami is an AFC team. Okay, so that's going to be your pick, Miami and the Green Bay Packers, to play in the Super Bowl this year. Is that your pick?
Yep. Yeah, that is. Boy, you could tell I'd be good at Vegas.
Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, you never know. The Dolphins actually aren't that bad this year. So, and the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, they might be there. So I'm going to email the cap. All right, Mike from Wisconsin, you're in there. You're in the pool. You're in the $500 pool. So if Miami and Green Bay play in the Super Bowl this year, $500 comes your way. Okay? Hey, that's what I tell people. I've been advertising this for a while. And people, look, it's so simple. All you got to do is pick two teams. You win. I mean, people will go spend a dollar on a rigged state lottery system, but they won't, you know, here we are. All you got to do is call in, give me your phone number and your email, and bam. If you win, hey, guess what? You got $500 coming your way, you know?
But there are so many people, Joe, that, like, you know, when Powerball gets up to, like, $300, $400 million, you know, and then one person wins it, you know, I'll be talking to somebody, you know, in the checkout line or something, and they're all, you know, bent out of shape that they didn't win. And I said, well, how much did you bet?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. if you don't,
hey, Mike,
you know,
Mike, the other night, Mike, not to change the subject, but let's get back to news and politics. And again, before we do this, if there's anyone out there who want to submit their football picks, you've got to do it before the start of the kickoff tonight. So you've got to enter your picks. I know on the Captain Show we had a number of picks entered in on Friday. I've gotten a few emails where people have entered their picks. So throughout the duration of this show. But, Mike, before I get to some other callers or if anyone else wants to enter their picks, I'll give them a chance. But, Mike, remember the other night I told you about this Talk Real Solutions blog talk show that I was on? And you heard them that night. You heard them that night bashing me, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And I've been banned from their show, according to their CEO, a.k.a. Tyrone. His name is Tyrone. Tyrone 5%er. I don't know if you know what 5%ers are, but they're diehard racists who hate white people and hate Jews and hate everybody, even themselves probably. But anyway, I've been banned from their show, and I've attempted to report them and have them removed from Blog Talk Radio because hate and racism is – we do not need any more division in this country. Now, look, you're entitled to your opinion. And even if you dislike white people and you want to criticize white people, you're entitled. But when you tell people to light yourself on fire or go kill white people or advocate riots or violence, then you, sir, that is not protected under the First Amendment of the United States Constitution. Now, Mike, what you heard from that show that night, what's your personal opinion on what you heard?
Well, I think you know, you're absolutely right. It was all one sided, and you know, even when Dr. Ventura was on talking, you know, it Dr. Ventura likes to talk in facts, and that's why I enjoy listening to him. You know, he backs up what he says, and of course, the other people that were on there really didn't have too much to back up, and. You know, I don't
well, no, no, you're talking. No, Mike, you're talking. Mike, you're referring to our show with Black Jesus Minister, where he stated Jesus was black. I'm talking about that the Talk Real Solutions, where you anonymously listened, and I said, Mike, because we connected on social media. Listen to this idiot Tyrone talk about, you know, how he hates the white man. You know.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. Yeah. Well, I got you talk about the other thing. You know, it. I guess you're right. I guess the best thing you can do is try to, you know, get the attention of the higher-ups because, you know what, we have enough problems in this world without creating more, you know?
Well, it's not about creating, Mike, it's not about creating more problems. It's about where, how far is the First Amendment supposed to be stressed in this country? We all know you can't walk into a movie theater and say, fire, 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 because obviously that's against the law, and your free speech is not protected. So why should you be able to say, kill Whitey, kill the crackers, kill the coons? I mean, I can't run around in New Haven, Connecticut and say, kill all niggers. Whoops, I'm not supposed to say that word. I may get fined. I'm sorry. But, you know, but I'm just saying, you can't, you know, if I say that, I'm a racist. And I'll be arrested. Or I'll be banned from Blog Talk Radio. You know what I mean? If I say the word nigger, oh, Lord, I just said it again. Oh, my Lord. You know, and but it's okay for blacks to use the word that N word, you know, and what I'm trying to say is for this racist piece of crap to criticize me like that and tell me to take a jug of gasoline and light myself on fire is absolutely disgusting. And that advocates violence. But, Mike, I've got a couple other callers I've got to get to. Actually, I've got a bunch now on the line. So I'll go ahead and 203, you're first. And then area code 206, and then area code 713. So be patient, and I will get to all of you, okay?
Welcome
so,
back.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it. I'll go ahead and mute you temporarily because you got a little background noise. I don't know if you're driving or not, but I'll go ahead and mute you. And I'll go ahead and get with area code 203, and then area code 206, you're after area code 203. Area code 203, go ahead.
Good evening, Joe. Good evening, Mike. This is Bitbanker, Meriden, Connecticut. How's everybody this evening?
Good.
Regarding that Tyrone, yeah, we researched him, I believe, weeks ago. He's the one down there in Myrtle Beach that works on his car in the driveway, and he has to go by the AKA rather than actually put out his real name. Has to hide behind something, I guess. You know, I think you should actually, you know, state your name, especially if you're asked for it, especially if you're running a radio show like you or he is. I've seen his show, although I haven't listened to any, so I can't comment on anything like that, but I can comment on the information I just gave you because I did a little research on it. But you were talking about Wallingford, Connecticut. Back in the very late 60s, they had the stoplights that were four, and it actually said walk on the bottom. And traffic moved quite readily. And then, 69, 70, they went through the whole town and they put the new lights in. And I remember from the first day of driving through them, traffic was backed up. And it's the lights that are causing the problems. Now, you talked about traveling. You know, I've been to Greensboro a number of times. I've driven it and I've flown it and I've trained it. And to drive the route from Connecticut to Greensboro, on a good day, a real good day, you can make it in 11 and a half hours. You stop or you get held up a little bit, you can do it in 12 and a half or 13. If you take a plane, you know, you've got to leave for the airport, depending on where you live, 2.5 or 3 hours before your flight. The flight is a two-hour trip at most, but instead of going from Connecticut to North Carolina, you're going to go from Connecticut to, you know, Wisconsin or Atlanta, and then you're going to have a 3 to 6 hour layover, and then you're going to reach your final destination in about the same time as if you had driven it. And the same holds true with a train. Maybe it's the fact is they just don't want people getting anywhere. They want the construction on the roads. The government, of course, because they're the only ones that actually have the funds to carry out this nonsense. Because as you're all well aware from what I've stated in the past, you know, you walk into your bank nowadays. They know you're walking in before you even get to the counter because they have facial recognition software, and so do the cameras on the roads where you're driving. Your license plate, they know where you are, who you are, and where you're going. And everything is kept track of just like when Hitler did it, except it's not in the book. It's in the computer. Walk into your local bank.
Hitler didn't have the technology that we have today. If Hitler had the technology we have today, oh boy, Hitler would probably rule the world. We'd all be in trouble, you know?
Exactly. Walk into one of your local branch offices after you've taken a long trip and tell them you're having problems using your ATM card. Wait until you hear the questions that they come across with asking you, which bears no resemblance to the reason why you went in there. And if you think they want the information just for chit-chat, I think you're wrong. I think it's all cataloged. You know, they'll ask you personal questions that your best friend wouldn't ask you. So I think it's just an agenda to keep track of everybody, to slow everybody down.
Okay. All right. Well. Thanks, BitBanker. I'll keep you unless you want to get muted. But I've got area code 206 and then 713 next. I know I didn't advertise the program too much. So I didn't have any scheduled guests, but I'm glad for the people that are calling in tonight. And we have a few, and we got a few people in the chat. So area code 206. Actually, this number looks familiar. Hey, 206, is this Tone?
Oh, you know it is. Oh, Lord, I haven't heard from you in about a month. Where you been? What'd you do, get arrested?
No, brother, I'm traveling through Europe right now.
Europe? Oh, my Lord. That's why we haven't heard from you. What the heck are you doing in Europe?
I got a couple of jobs going on out here.
Okay.
So how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. You heard what's going on with the program. You heard about my football thing going on, and you heard some of the comments.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind?
I want to put my name in.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I want to do the football pool with you, but I don't know anything about football, so I just want to give a couple teams just in case it ever happens. Might as well.
Hey, that's what, it doesn't matter whether or not, anyone can call in. It's $500, man, you know? If you win, you win.
Yeah.
Hey, that's common sense, right? So go ahead, give me your picture and I'll log it down.
Okay, I don't know which one's the difference between the American and National, but I'm just going to go with the Rams on one. And, I don't know. Are the Falcons on the other side or what?
No, you can't go with the Falcons because they're both NFC teams. The Rams are in the NFC and the Falcons are in the NFC.
How about the Jets?
The Jets are AFC. The Jets are AFC.
Perfect. So we'll be doing both of those.
So you want to do the Rams and the Jets?
Yes, sir.
The Rams and the Jets. That's your pick. I'll write it down. I'll send it over to the cap, and he'll send it to Jeremy and Neil.
Thank you.
So, okay, you're entered into the pool, Rams and Jets. And Mike, who called in earlier, he's got the Dolphins and the Packers. So I've got two picks that have been entered in tonight, which is great. That's good because Hey, man, it's freaking $500, you know? Why not? But, all right, let's get back to news and politics. What's on your mind? Because I know you got always controversial things going on. You got some background noise there, so what's going on?
I'm so sorry, brother. I'm like I said, I'm traveling through Europe. Now, it was hard just listening to Mike try to tell a sentence. It was killing me right now. That guy mumbles so much. I don't know what he was saying.
Right.
New York, traveling three hours. I don't know. But anyways, I hope that he got medical help. And I hope Sue is doing good. I thought about her the other day. I heard that some idiot got arrested that was a schizophrenic and made me think right of Sue. So, anyways, brother, just listening in on the show, you want to... And if I have anything else, fun when I'm not in traffic, okay?
Okay, Tone. Okay, Tone. I'll go ahead and mute you. If you got anything else to say, press 1. As usual, you've got the constructive criticism going on.
Perfect.
So I'll go ahead and I'll try to mute. I'm trying to mute. There you go. You're muted, Tone. Good. You just made all my callers happy, actually. But I know you'll jump back in eventually. But anyway, I think actually Sue is on the line tonight. Let me search for her number. I want to get to her. Actually, she was next, too. Okay. All right, 713. That is Sue, actually. Sue, can you hear me?
Hello, Joseph.
Hey, Sue. How you doing? How you been? What's going on?
Oh, I got a little bit to tell you.
Okay. The floor is yours. Go ahead.
You were talking about what the feds or government is saying with the radio stuff. Last week, when Hillary did her speech in Vegas,
yes.
She, in her speech, came right out and refers to me as alt-right in there, and made the comment that if I voted Trump and if Trump won, my whole family was going to die. Well, I instantly reported.
Where did she say this? What day was this? I'd like to see this.
They cut it from the feed. If you go back and watch, you'll see the blacked out part. They cut it from the feed because it was reported, and an alert did go out. But I also was given information that this Tony is one of the paid informants that's been paid. It's kind of coincidental. Every time I call in, he calls in. He's one of them paid to do this. They have the phone tapped.
Paid
tap.
To do what? Paid to do
they
what, Sue? Sue, that's very
tap.
Interesting. You got the
well,
floor,
one,
Sue.
Like
just take your time. Take your time, okay?
Problems. He gets on there trying to discredit people. He tries to discredit people voting for Trump that has anything to do with Trump. He's being paid to do it.
I know he is.
Because I was
okay.
told by the person that gave me the information. And I know
okay.
they have no reason to lie.
Okay.
Now.
No. I'm not arguing with you, Sue. Please don't get upset with me.
I'm
on your side.
That there's a computer missing. There's a computer missing that had encrypted messages in it. Somebody stole it. No, it wasn't stolen. It was put in the mail. And it was mailed to a massage therapy school where it was handed to me because they refused to give me my veterans funding to buy my supplies. They were going to send me a computer themselves, a computer that's obviously wired differently than other computers. Because then they wanted to try to accuse me of hacking into lines playing music. But I'm not hacking anyone. I'm sitting here listening to music in my own home. I don't have to hack anyone. I have committed no crimes. The crimes are being committed against my family and the American people. And Tony is one of them being paid to keep the instigation and crap going.
So, Sue, can I ask you a question? So you're saying that he's a provocateur? Is that what you're saying? And he's being paid?
A detective informed me that Tony is doing this intentionally.
Really? Wow. That's very interesting. That's very interesting, Sue. But what exactly is Tone's goal? To gather intel
Tony's
on
got
you?
A lot to hide too, because Tony's got his hand in Hillary's diaper, and he's got shit all over him. That's what Tony's got to hide. Along with the media. Along with some of these publishing companies. Oh, yeah. Mr. Tony's got a lot to hide.
Okay. All right, Sue.
And when
I know, Sue.
Now, listen to this. So we get on here with this speech she just gives at the townhouse. Okay? She gets on there and says, if I'm going to be in judgment in front of the people, I want them to judge me based on what I've done for the veterans. So I spoke up and I said, what you've done for the veterans, women and children, you've killed them. You've had them killed. So I typed in, you're saying you want
to death penalty? Just look at Benghazi. Look at Benghazi. Look what she did in Benghazi, Sue.
That's what I'm talking about. Those are the people. She said nobody died in Libya. These people died. Okay, they died.
Yeah.
So then when I say this, so you want the death penalty, death to Hillary, because you want what you gave to the veterans, the soldiers? They put a across my screen, that's a felony. You're charged with a felony and blocked my whole screen. Shut the whole computer down.
Really?
And what
wow.
kind of bullshit is that? She's got a list
oh, it
a
is.
Mile long of murdered bodies behind her. She kills her friends. She threatens
Sue,
people's
can I ask you a
lives.
Question?
She threatens the descendants of the House of David on national television.
Sue, can I ask you a question? What do you think about... Sue, can I ask you a question? What do you think about the UN taking control over the Internet as of October 1st?
The Internet is owned by the American people. The American people are the ones who paid to put that satellite into space. And when it was put in originally, you were supposed to get free services. But then they decided to regulate and find a way to be greedy and corrupt, so then they started making you pay for it.
Yep.
They don't own that satellite, that Internet service. The American people do. And if I need to make it more clear, the House of David owns it. Not the UN.
No, I agree with you
the
on
American
that one. I agree with you.
Own it.
I do, but Sue, I think Tony here maybe wants to answer the charges that he's a troll and a paid informant, and maybe you've got some information to discredit him. That'd be very interesting. But so, because I've gotten a couple other people that may have actually said the same thing you've said, and I'm trying to reconnect them. He's in Europe, he says, so it may be hard to get a hold of him right now. And I don't know
if
I can reconnect.
Because some of his connections, there are involvements in Europe.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to reconnect them right now, live on the line, and because I've got a number of people on the line now, all of a sudden, and it doesn't do it. It's not doing it. It won't give me the icon, and I am trying to connect you, Tone. So I am. Oh, there he goes, Tone. Go ahead. Answer Sue's charges, please.
All right, let's play schizophrenic with her.
When you stand before a grand jury. You will stand before a grand jury.
Well, then shut up. Let me talk.
Go to hell.
Jesus.
With Hillary. Go to hell. You lying, deceiving, conniving, murdering son of a bitch.
Hey, Sue, you said that the army tried to kill you, and then you let your kid join the army. How fucking stupid can you be? No,
Joseph,
really.
You're a veteran.
I want you to answer that, you schizophrenic retard.
Joseph, you're a veteran. You either shut him down now or I'm done here, too.
Okay.
Oh, okay. You
want to
shut down freedom of speech?
Hang on, everybody.
That's
hang on.
Just
hang
like
on.
A,
you're worse
gotcha.
Than
hang
a bitch.
Hang on, Tone.
You're the
all right, hang on.
A bitch.
Sue, hang on. Sue, listen, I know you're upset, Sue. Please, please.
No, you
you're
don't,
a friend
no.
of mine.
No, whenever they're threatening the lives of my children. No, you don't. No.
But I want to help you, Sue. You're a friend of mine. Sue, you're a friend of mine, and please calm down. Take it easy. You know, I'm not insulting you. I want to give you a voice here. But at the same time, you said
well,
I wanted to get to the bottom of this.
That guy you got on the line right now would have you killed. He don't even believe you're a veteran with injuries. The guy you got
no,
on the calling your friend would slice your throat.
Sue, I know.
Stop
and that's
throwing
what
a
I'm
fit.
Trying to get to the truth. Sue, I'm trying to get to the truth here, and that's what my show is all about, and you're bringing up charges, and all I'm saying is I want to know, like, what is this guy's end goal? You're saying Tone is a troll and works for the government and setting
do
us
you
up
understand?
Here.
Do you understand if they get the TPP through, which illegally tries to take away all of the land of the House of David, all of that land that's in trust, all of that land that's in covenants and treaties, they strip the Native Americans of their land. They strip the House of David. They strip you of your land because now they have the say to take it over. He's involved in it. He doesn't care that we veterans have given our lives and given everything for this country.
You gave your life?
Yeah, I did. Keep your life, I was genius. Documented as dead for over 20 years, motherfucker. Yeah, I
but
did.
But you know what?
And
I,
they
wish,
treated me
I wish the documentation
like
of any of that was true.
But hang on. All right, guys, listen. Come on. Let's have a conversation, please. I want
okay,
to get to the facts.
I
want to
answer
get to the
question.
Facts. Okay, Tone, no sarcasm and no name-calling. Same goes with Sue. I want to get to the facts. Sue brought up some very interesting facts and points. And, Tone, I want you to address them honestly without calling your names, okay?
Sure. I only speak the truth. Sarcasm comes with me. I am a troll. I do this for fun, just like everybody else is on here. I wish I was paid. And I wish Sue had died in wherever she said she did, but she's a schizophrenic. I think she needs help. It doesn't make any sense that she has her kids join after she almost got blown up.
And you hear
her
the fear in his voice? Because he knows everything I'm telling you is the truth. That's why
I think you're right,
is trembling.
I know, but Sue, but Tony, you're not addressing the facts. I think Sue's brought some very important evidence here that, you know, you're trolling
around
working
evidence.
For the
she
government.
She just made a claim. She didn't bring any evidence. She made a claim, first off. And
just
I promoted
like you made
what
claim.
I told you. Jesus.
Just like you rule out facts of veterans' lives. Just like you. But mine, buddy, are based on facts.
Stop. Act like an adult and talk, you idiot.
Go to hell. Go to hell where you belong, you Muslim sympathizer.
Shut up, you
are you a
member.
Muslim, Tone? Are you a Muslim, Tone?
No, I'm not.
He's a Muslim sympathizer. He's kicking
oh, yeah,
the ass of Islam. Yes, he is. Would you like
I
to pronounce
when
his
I went to,
name?
When I
would
went to
like
Afghanistan, I saw dead people. When I went
I
to Afghanistan, I saw dead
people.
Yelling.
To the American
all right, listen, everybody. Listen, everybody. Sue, listen, you know I suppose, Sue, you know you're a friend
well,
of mine.
Just told
listen.
You, he's a troll. He's been paid to come
yes,
on and
I
corrupt
am.
Your show. So I'm done. Good night, Joseph.
Good.
Love you, my friend.
Bye.
You're my brother. I love you. I do
bye,
what
Dada.
I do for me and for you and people like us.
I know, Sue.
Shut up, Dada.
I know that, Sue. I know you have a good heart, Sue. I know that. Okay, anyway, Sue hung up. She's very upset. But Tone, address your claims.
First off,
obviously
I'm not
she's upset. Obviously she's very
but,
upset. Obviously she's very upset for a reason. So.
Listen to me just for a second. She's upset
okay.
She's not mentally stable, first off. She's trying to make claims that you say she brought evidence. She didn't bring any evidence. She's saying I'm paid. How am I going to prove that I'm not paid? Any kind of claim that somebody says over the phone, how would I prove that? She just says it, and all of a sudden she found out this information. She's a nutcase. She's unstable. She tried controlling your show, and you're saying that she's coming out with good points. How?
No. I didn't say that. I said she's making accusation and claims, and I want you to refute the claims, and she didn't want you to refute them, too. I'll agree with you there. And she was upset, though, and I will admit that. And she was yelling
oh, yeah.
at you, and I disagree with that. But
hey, listen,
you
I am
also admitted though. But you also admitted you're a troll, and I don't know
yes.
this internet slang, troll stuff, and all that. You know, but what are your true? What are you doing? I mean, you're in Europe now. A lot of people have called in and say, yeah, the guy's trying to upgrade your show, divert the topic. You've heard some of my supporters say that. But I know
oh,
you
sure.
haven't called in for a while. But listen, that's not my point. Sue said that you're a paid informant for the government. Is that true?
You know what? I feel stupid doing it, but of course not. Why the hell would our
okay.
government pay somebody to troll your show? It doesn't make any sense.
Well,
and
they
first
do
of all,
actually.
She said she's a veteran. That she, that's then you know what? It's on the same level as Sue, dude. That's such a ridiculous.
No.
If
you now, Tone,
that.
You know the government's out there being provocateurs. You know there's paid informants that go around and are provocateurs. But I'm not saying you're a paid informant. I just asked you an honest question, and you said no. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh no,
I appreciate that.
Joseph, you want to know the honest to God here?
honest to God truth of everything about me. I love calling up your show, just like I always told you. I am on another radio show for a small amount of time on terrestrial radio, but I got kicked off of it probably about 6 months because the station shut down. I enjoy calling up.
Okay.
I enjoy trolling, which means just fucking around with your people, which I've told you a million times. I do not agree with Trump. I don't like him. And I've told you a million times I don't really care for Hillary. And the reason why I'm voting for her is because she's the less of two evils. That is the honest to God truth. And you have some schizophrenic on there that I obviously try to get her mad. And she did get mad. And then she comes out with these claims, and then you want me to explain the claims that this crazy woman's coming out with.
No, Stone. I just said she was upset. Listen, Sue is a friend of mine, and I just said that she was upset. Now, that's all I said.
Sure.
And people do call into the show and upset, and that happens. That happens, you know? So I'm not
really
going to criticize.
That woman really needs help. Something's going to happen.
But that's your opinion. That's your opinion, Stone. You don't really know Sue. You don't know who she is, do you? Do you know who she is? Do you know her?
I'll tell you. No. Listen, let me answer the question. You keep bombarding me, and you don't let me answer. No, I don't know who she is. I talked to her on the phone. She said that the government has a scanner that takes blood and goes all the way back to the Bible. I mean, dude, honestly. And then the government couldn't kill her by just giving her a shot, maybe just a little bit of poison. No, they had to drop a bomb on a station where somebody died. And then now Hillary
Tone, I'll let you finish, but can I say something? I know you know who I am. And I know, listen. You know I worked for the government, and what she's saying actually does have foundation. The government is very corrupt. They will set you up. They will try to kill you. There's a book written about my life, Tone. I was set up 2 times.
Okay.
There's federal court transcripts in that book.
Like anybody with an education understands that doesn't matter. There's books written about anything. You have to have a credible source for the book.
What did I just tell you? There's federal court transcripts. Tone, listen. There's federal court transcripts, copyright, signed by the clerk of the federal court in this book. Now, this story isn't about my life, but what I'm trying to say is that Sue's story does have foundation because the government is corrupt. They do try to kill people, Tone.
No, just because the government's corrupt, that means that Sue's point has credibility? That's what you're saying.
It has foundation, yes. Yeah, who are we to say that she's
lying? Foundation, you said credibility. Now, let's not get these words mixed up.
I said foundation.
How is there a foundation if she just makes a claim?
Because her claim is automatically a foundation until someone disproves it. We can't call her a whack job. We can't go around saying she's nuts just because we're opinionated and, you know, am I right or wrong?
If you call into my show, Tone, and you say,
an FBI agent tried to kill me, am I supposed to go off on the handle and say you're a nut? No, you have foundation to your story. It's up to me to disprove it, right?
It does not. Let me ask you a question really quick. If I make a claim right now to you and say, hey, guess what? God died. Prove me that I'm wrong.
Excuse me, say that again. I didn't hear you.
Prove
say that again, please.
I said God died. God just died. Prove that I'm wrong. No,
God died. Now, listen. Come on. Now you're being silly. Come on. A tree just fell down on top of me. I'm buried 10 feet in the ground. Come on. We can all make silly, sarcastic accusations. Come on, God died. She's saying, we all know, Tone, the government's corrupt. You admitted that yourself on this show.
Don't run away from what I just told you. Prove to me that God is not dead.
Prove to you God is dead?
Was real. Prove to me that he is not.
Prove to you that God is not dead?
Now my thing has foundation. I have foundation, right?
And I'm going
to
disprove you. It's called the King James Bible. Okay? God is not dead. All right? God is alive. Jesus was crucified and resurrected.
I just proved my point on a show with people that don't know how to argue.
No, Stone, you're making silly accusations. Come on, you're making silly accusations and silly scenarios. You're telling me this government, let's stick to real life here. You're telling me this government is not corrupt?
You just got proven wrong.
I didn't get proven wrong. Goat was alive and well in heaven. Jesus was resurrected.
But I said he died now. Prove that I'm wrong. 15 prove minutes ago you died.
Wrong.
Prove I'm wrong. How?
Okay. What proof do you want? What proof? What kind of proof do you want?
I don't know. You're the one that said you could prove
nothing.
No, no, no,
no, no.
Stupid
okay,
foundation.
You don't know? Okay, you don't know. Okay. Okay, hang on. Hang on. I'm going to prove it to you then. You said you don't know, so I'm going to give you my own proof. We're going to go to the book of Matthew.
Oh, your own proof. Here we go. Okay, so it's not going to be proof. It's going to be your proof.
I just asked you what type of proof
I'm going to show how ignorant you guys are. I'm going to show how ignorant you are. So prove to me that God...
Hang on. Can I answer your question? Hang on. Can I answer your question?
Okay.
Can I answer your question? Okay. Luke chapter 17, verse 22. Jesus foretells his second coming. You want me to read the whole verse to you? I know you don't. Okay? Because Jesus rose from the dead, and he's alive today in heaven, sitting at the right hand of God. Okay?
Okay, so if I show you – hold on. If I show you an Islamic book that says that Jesus is just a saint, and it's written down, and it's considered a religious book, do you take it as fact?
No, I will not because you can't prove to me that is what Islamic book are you talking about? The Quran? The Quran is a book of philosophy that's never been foretold or prophesied.
Oh, here we go. Okay, it's a religious book, whether you want to accept it or not. But let me ask you a question. You
it's not a point of accepting it, Tone. It's a fact that proving it's true.
Can I
prove my
Bible
is true. You can't prove the Quran is true.
You can't prove it's not.
Yes, I can.
That's what I'm saying. You're not smart, dude. You keep flip-flopping. You don't make any sense.
No, I'm not. The Bible is true. The King James Bible is true. It was prophesied.
How?
It was prophesied. It's the seventh translation of the Word of God, as in the book of Psalms 6:11-12. It was prophesied. He will magnify his word seven times. It's the seventh translation. Okay, it's well documented. What do you want to know? Did Jesus rise or not?
What
do you want
to
know?
Is
God real or not?
Circle. I don't know. I don't know if he didn't.
What do you
want to
know?
Right?
Do you want to know Jesus is real or not? Do you understand that Jesus was crucified? Do you admit that? Do you admit Jesus was crucified?
How are you going to teach me something when you can't even make your own argument, but now you're going to tell me who got it?
Tone, I'm asking you. Do you believe Jesus was crucified? I'm asking you a question.
My personal belief? Yes, I do.
Okay. Why was Jesus crucified?
Well, why are we talking about Jesus now? He was crucified in order to die.
Because I'm
the
host of this show, and I'm asking you a question.
Stop.
I'm asking you a question, and I will lead to my point. Do you want me? Listen, I want you to be in on the conversation. If not, I can mute you. I didn't have the whole conversation myself. I've got you in. Do you believe Jesus was crucified? You said yes. Why was Jesus crucified, Tone? Why was he crucified?
Dude, let me answer a question. He was crucified to save the people of the world from hell because of their sin. That was the reason why.
That's why he was crucified?
If you want to get real technical on it, this is the reason why he did it. It's because a lamb is a sacrificial thing that Jesus is representing from the echoes of the Bible of Abraham. When Abraham was going to sacrifice his sin, God provided a sacrifice for him. The sacrifice was pure. Since then, the sacrifice needed to be made. So the echoes of the Bible is echoing the book with Abraham in it. So does that answer your question for freedom of sin?
Yes, but I was talking in a worldly sense.
Okay.
I wanted your reason why the Roman Empire, because it's documented in Roman Empire artifacts and records that Jesus was crucified because he claimed he was king of the Jews.
There's not one.
And they crucified him, okay? Now,
there's not
I don't
one.
Understand. Where do we get lost here? Where do we get lost? Do you believe Jesus was God? Do you believe Jesus was God?
Let me answer. Yes, I believe that Jesus is God. But there is no proof that Jesus or the Romans wrote it. You can bring up stuff like that all day long, but you and your religion lie about things. Try to research it. There's not one thing written. And if you try to quote Josephus, it's already been disproven three times.
No, it has. Listen, stop carrying on. Answer the question.
Okay.
I will give you your points at the end. You know I always do. But you got to roll with me here and answer my questions. If you keep carrying on and on and on and on after I ask you a question and go off the subject, then we're not going to get anywhere. And then I'm,
What am I supposed to do?
No, I'm not. I'm the host of the show.
You
made a claim.
You stick with subject. You jump.
I'm not. I'm sticking to the God. I'm sticking to God because you brought God into the equation. Now, you believe Jesus was crucified and you believe Jesus was God. Okay.
Yes.
Now, at what point are you losing your faith here? If you believe Jesus was God, do you not believe the word of God that's written in the King James Bible today that we have?
Do I believe what?
Why do you keep repeating myself? Why do you keep repeating the question that I asked?
Because you didn't believe a structured sentence.
Do you believe the Bible?
Yes, I believe the Bible, correct.
Do you believe in the Bible? So why do you keep challenging the Bible then on this show?
Oh, okay, so let me tell you this. What is
no,
Israel
no, 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 answer my question.
No.
Why do you keep challenging the Bible on my show?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Answer the
question.
Thank you.
Let me answer
it.
Because you interrupt. Israel means to wrestle with God. If one person just accepts like you blindly and just turns around and says, oh, you know what? I'm going to cherry pick from the Bible. I don't do that. I studied that Bible, and I went through seminary for about a year and a half when I was about 19 years old. I didn't really want to get into it. I thought I was going to really get into it, but it wasn't really my thing. And then some person like you, who an educated person like me, and you're trying to say you have a master's degree, is trying to talk to me about the Bible. It's almost embarrassing.
It is. It is.
Yeah,
it's embarrassing the fact that you're telling
you
you're a heretic.
Yeah, I could.
Do you know what the definition of a heretic is?
I asked you the question for circular reasoning, and you're asking me
secular
if I believe
reason,
in the Bible.
Secular reason. Can you say the
not
name properly?
Secular. No. Listen to what I'm saying because you don't understand. Circular reasoning, not secular. Secular is believing in God. Circular reasoning is saying that I believe in a book because the book tells me to do it. Understand the difference.
You just told me you believe the book. You just told me you believe the book. Either you believe it or you don't. I mean, you again, you didn't answer my original question, Tone. Stop being a liberal. Stop twisting my words around.
Of course.
Here we go
with the
do
facts.
You believe in the Bible? Do you believe what the word actually says?
Listen to me. I'm a grown man, and when I tell you something one time, that means that the grown man said it. I'm not like Sue or you. I'm not stupid. I'm not a child. Don't repeat the same question. When I answer it one time, know my answer.
Tone, I could play you back the audio to this show where you repeated my question several times, okay? Let's get off of that. All right, we're not going
to
get into a pissing contest, Tone. We're not going to get into a pissing contest.
No, dude, I'm not going to.
What is your point now? What is your point? Back to the caller, Sue. I believe her argument and her claims have foundation because she's making claims. Who are you to say she is a liar? Who are you to laugh at her? Who are you to criticize her?
I'm me. I'm a human being. Just like who are you to ask me a question? Do you understand?
Because you called into my radio program. The reasoning is this. Listen, Tone.
Let me ask you a question. You got a master's degree, right?
Yes, that's correct. I did study to the master's degree.
Okay.
Yes.
In what?
Excuse me, in what?
What is it?
I went to Landmark Bible Institute in Stanford, Connecticut, and it was in theology.
I said in what, not what school?
Theology, I just told you for the second time.
Oh, theology. So explain to me. Let's talk about the Bible then for a second since we're a theology major. How about that?
Okay.
I'll get an opinion from you on what your opinion is on the Bible because you did go through theology, you said, so you understand the difference between Calvinistic and Catholicism, correct?
Oh, yes, I sure do.
Calvinism,
I understand Calvinism, studied it very clearly. It's an occult, just like the Jehovah's Witnesses, okay? And what do you want to know about Calvinism?
Theology major, what is Calvinism? Where does it come from? I mean, you went to school. Tell me a little bit about it.
Calvinism was made just like the Jehovah's Witnesses, Joseph Smith. They have their own self-made prophet. Okay, they're Mormons. Okay, you're a
Not
Mormon,
true.
Tone. Yes, it is. You're
no,
a Mormon-like
yes.
faith. Yes.
You have a theology degree like a six-year-old has a high school
what
degree.
What do you want to know about Calvinism? Do you want me to pull all my notes out and go back and explain the history of Calvinism?
Yes.
No, I cannot do that off the top of my head.
Something.
Okay.
Okay, here, I'll tell you really quick since it's so easy because that's the first thing that you have to learn in order to understand the reason why the Bible was interpreted.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
Of Anabaptism.
The first thing to understand
no.
the Bible is rightly dividing the word of God, approved as a workman unto God. That's the first thing you need to do, okay? Rightly dividing the word, understanding dispensation. Don't understand the dispensation of the Bible.
Let me ask you a
You don't understand dispensational. You don't understand. Don't stop
you're
talking over me.
You're a Mormon, dude. You're a cult member. And you could, I could prove it.
Prove it, Tone.
Okay, perfect. Let me tell you this. First off, you lie about a lot of different things. First off, you lie about having your master's degree because you don't even know what Calvinism is. You're trying to compare it to a Mormon. How is that even remotely close to a Mormon? It was made about 220 years before Mormonism.
Because you're the same thing as a Jehovah's Witness. You worship a self-made, man-made prophet.
Jehovah's Witnesses come from you, from the Anabaptists, genius.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
Oh, yes, they do. Them, you also have the Mennonites. You also have the Amish. Those are all Anabaptists. But you don't know that because you're a cult member.
No, Tone,
you're
wrong.
You're one sect of them. You are just one little sect and 3,200 different interpretations. Yes, and let me tell you who Calvin was. Calvin was an idiot, kind of like where your religion started up, where he started up about 30 years after.
Calvinism, Tone, and your Reformed Christianity will not play out here with the Baptists.
Look it up. Here
we okay?
go. Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
Your Reformed Christianity and your Protestant Reformed Christianity does not play out as a Baptist, okay? I don't have to prove to you what Calvinist is. I already told you, okay?
You're a
self-made Christian worshiping a man-made prophet like the Jehovah's Witnesses who worship Joseph Smith. I've spoken to Mormons before.
They
believe Mary can come out of a pancake, okay, or a tree, okay? Let me tell you, don't compare a Baptist Tone, what is your point, Tone?
No.
Is your point?
We're going to talk like adults. We're not going to make accusations like six-year-olds. Give me, when you make a statement, I have something that backs it up. It's called truth. When you make a statement, you just make
Calvinism is
things.
Reformed. Listen. Calvinism is just a movement that is within the Orthodox Protestantism, okay? John Calvin was a self-made prophet, like I told you originally.
Yeah.
John Calvin thought he was a prophet.
He's not a self-made prophet either. He just
yes, he is. He was never
prophesied.
John Calvin, John Calvin, who existed in the 1500s, I don't know the exact year off the top of my head.
1540s
okay?
to 1550s.
I know what you're getting at, Tone. I'm not stupid. What year was it?
It was around.
He existed in the. John, Tone! Stop talking over me. John Calvin exists in the 1500s.
Don't ask me a fucking
just like Joseph Smith.
Tone.
Tone.
Shut up, cult member.
I'm the host.
I'm not
going to
take your shit from a cult member.
Tone.
Right?
Stop.
To me. Do not ask me a question again and then interrupt me. I'm going to tell you that one more time. Do not do it. You understand?
Tone, you're muted. Shut up and listen to me, and I'll unmute you. Okay.
You shut up.
Tone, you're a jackass.
The fuck up.
Tone.
What are you going to do about it?
Tone, you're muted. Tone, that's right. Sit there muted, Tone. You're muted. He's muted, everyone. This is Tone. I'll unmute him if he'll just shut up and listen, but he has to shut up now because I'm the host of this program, and I will take control of this program. I've given him the floor. Okay. Obviously, Sue's claims are correct. He is a troll. And we have investigated Tone. And Tone, the next show, we're going to expose your real name, who you are, where you live, your address, what you're about. Okay? So, keep running your mouth. All right, Tone? Now, if you want to have a theology discussion, I'll be more than happy to do that with you. So, Tone, Don't tell me to shut the F up. I'm the host of this show. Okay? You see, I just muted you. I don't like doing that. But my supporters have told me sometimes that's what I have to do. I have to mute people like you because you think you're going to take over my program. You're not. All right? Now, I welcome your opinions, and I welcome a discussion with you. But you're not going to start telling me to shut the fuck up. It's not going to happen, Tone. Okay? You see, I have the power here. It's one click. It's called mute. Now I'm going to unmute you. Will you have a discussion with me? And I have other callers also on the line. And before I unmute you, Tone, I'm going to go ahead and get to the other caller. And I still have Mike out in Wisconsin. And I have Joe from Meriden, Connecticut. So, Tone, I will put you back on. But I'm going to unmute 917. Okay? Hello, 917. Go ahead. 917.
Don't ever threaten me. Do not ever threaten me.
Okay, Tone. Is this you, Tone,
no.
Calling from another number? Tone?
Yes,
Tone, I will tell you something right now, Tone. You're messing with the wrong person. I'm not Peter Ventura with a record. Okay? Tone?
Okay.
Tone? Don't be a silly little fool.
You made a threat
okay?
on here. You just made a threat on your show.
I did not make a threat. I told you I will expose you. I will expose
you.
You
just said it right.
I will.
Oh, you will.
I will expose
you
if you threaten me or tell me to shut the fuck up on my show. Do you want to get muted again, Tone?
Shut the fuck up.
Now, you shut the fuck up. You shut the fuck up. Goodbye. Now, Tone, again, you didn't take my advice, little boy. You're obviously an 8-year-old little mind. And you're a little boy, okay? I'm not Dr. Ventura. I'm not scared of you. I would love for you to drive out here and try to smack me in the face, okay, Tone? I would love for you to threaten me like you did Dr. Ventura. That's right. Run away. He's off the air, folks. Good. Goodbye, Tony. Go away. And maybe I should call him back. Maybe I'll call him. Maybe we'll do that. He's a little psycho. Okay, that's what he is, and I welcome him anytime. I'll leave the porch light on for you, Tony, okay? You don't scare me. I'm not Dr. Ventura. I'm not afraid. I have nothing to lose at all, okay? If you read my book, you know 8,000 Latin kings wanted to kill me at one time, and I had nowhere to run or hide, okay? I'm not afraid of people like you, Tone. Never, never. If a man is afraid of anyone on this earth, then he himself is a coward and should not be called a man. All right? I will stand up to anyone like Tone. And you heard that, listeners, tonight on the air. And it's documented. And if Tone comes around here, we have something called the Castle Doctrine Law. If Tone wants to threaten me like he did Dr. Ventura, I live down a long, long dirt road. There's one way in and one way out. And if you're able to get over the two fences I have, okay, and believe me, I have security cameras that watch the property and record at the same time, I'm well protected if you're able to get through my two front doors. Don't threaten me on this show, folks. Don't do it. Tone is mad. He's stomping his feet right now because he didn't get his way to hijack my show. He's a crybaby. He's a pussy. He's a faggot. He's probably what Sue said. He's a troll. But you see, I got the best of him tonight, folks. I got what you wanted. Tone is a piece of crap, like Sue says. He's no good. I give him a chance to have a discussion, and what's he do? I twisted his around. I pulled my Bible out, and I told him what Calvinism was. Okay? I know Calvinism that was invented in the 1500s. I studied theology. He looked like a jackass when I told him that, didn't he? So Tone, he says, don't dare threaten him. I didn't threaten him. I told him I will expose him. And if he's coming on to blog talk shows like this, claiming to be somebody and not being that person, claiming he has his own blog talk radio show, then we will expose him, folks. And for him to insult my supporters, like Sue, and insult her and make her upset is wrong. He calls my family a janitor. He calls Joe from Meriden a janitor. He calls my family in Florida, Joe from Sebastian, Florida. He tells him he has to wear diapers. No. I will not tolerate that on my program, folks. I will not. I'm not afraid of you. I'm not afraid of any of you out there who want to threaten me. You're all a bunch of cowards. For you to take the time to come onto this radio program to threaten me or make fun of me, you obviously have no life. Chances are Tone is just a loser. Okay? And I see he's called back in. Obviously, I got the best of him tonight. So we got 9 minutes left, and I want to hear him cry. And I want all of you to witness this. Okay? Because we know who Tone is. We know where he lives. We know his real name. We know what he's all about. We've investigated him. Yes, we have, Tone. But go ahead, Tone. You're back on again since we don't have any other callers. I'm trying to connect you, Tony.
I got mad.
Tone?
Hey.
Go ahead, Tone. You're back on.
Yeah, I know. Dude, I got upset. I don't really care if you know. I guarantee you don't know who I am, but you can try your best. But, yeah, dude, I just had to apologize. I do get pissed off really fast.
I know you do, Tone. It's okay.
Yeah,
I do the same.
Yeah, if you keep me off your show, I understand, dude. But sorry, dude, I do have PTSD. I get pissed off very fast. So whatever, dude. Just letting you know.
I didn't kick you off,
I'm
Tone.
A man.
I just want to make
wrong,
sure.
I admit it.
Tone, if you're going to be a man and admit it, that's great. And that's why I let you back on, because I believe you know you were wrong for being pissed off. Now, look, I understand that you call in and you contribute to the show, but at the same time, you know, you can't tell me, the host, to shut the fuck up, you know? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right. You're right.
Okay. And did I ever tell you to shut the fuck up? No, I didn't. Never. So, you know.
No, you didn't.
And you do contribute. Go ahead.
Dude, you're driving the point home. Like, honestly, as a man, I'm saying it right now. I apologize. You're driving the point home.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Already,
dead issue.
Wrong.
It's a dead issue from this point on. How's that? It's a dead issue. It's
Sounds
over.
Good.
Okay?
All right. Good,
let's carry on. Let's carry on,
okay.
Tone.
So you're a cult
I like
member,
the theology. okay, Tone. I like the theology discussions. I do. But and I understand you and Sue don't like each other. That's cool with me. But we got to keep it professional on the show.
Sue's my favorite. Sue's my favorite.
Okay,
I love messing
fine.
With her. And I also love Janitor Joe, too.
Okay, that's fine. And I know I understand. You know, you do what you do. I understand that. But if anyone wants to contribute, I need to press 1 because we got 7 minutes left. Okay? I don't know what's happened tonight. The show went its own way. Tone hasn't called in for a while. Maybe he was building all this up. I don't know.
Yep.
But,
like a release.
Well, there you go. Hey, that's what this show is all about, understanding the times in which we live in today. You know, and I mean what I say and say what I mean. So always remember that. But anyway, and I know, Tone, you're opinionated. And if anyone wants to contribute, you need to press 1 now. Otherwise, I'm going to give Tone 2 minutes to close it out and say what he has to say. And then I'll take 2 minutes, and then we got to wrap it up because we're going to be shut off here really quick. So press 1 now. Otherwise, Tone. And I don't see any of the callers that are on the line right now pressing 1. So, Tone, go ahead. Take a couple minutes and talk about the show tonight or talk about whatever you want. 2 minutes. Go ahead.
All right. Look, I went too far tonight. I get upset. I do apologize for that. Straight up, I'm still pissed off right now, but I got to take control of myself and be an adult. Second off, I do apologize to you, Joe, for saying what I said. Sue, honestly, I got you mad. Dude, honestly, in all honesty, this is just for me to have some fun. If you take that really seriously, I do believe that you have a mental problem, though, and I really believe you should get help. And honestly, I think it's getting to a point where you might be a danger to yourself or others because it's a very bad delusion. And if you think I work for the government, so be it. There's no way I can sit there and tell you otherwise. Joe in Connecticut, Janitor Joe. Hope you're doing good, dude. Love hearing you say your crazy stuff. Funny as hell. Geriatric Joe in Florida. Hope you're doing good. Hope your kicker's still kicking. And Mike in Wisconsin. I don't really know what to say about Mike. But anyways, you guys all have a great day. It was a pleasure. Hope to see you guys again soon. Joe, good job.
All right. Thanks, Tony. You see, I let you have your say, like I always do. So you need to remember
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you're true.
I never cut anybody off. But in the beginning there, I know you know the show I'm talking about, so I want to keep you on here for a minute because we've got 4 minutes left. This Talk Real Solutions show. I know you listen into that show, Tone. And what do you think about this Tyrone character that has banned me from his show?
Hey, brother, to be honest with you, I've really been away from the internet for a little while because of my job. So I haven't really heard anything.
Okay.
But I did hear you say
honest
get
kicked
off, and that is messed up.
It is. You're right. Nobody should be banned, you know. And I never – you know me. I wouldn't threaten anybody. You know that. So, anyway,
sure.
Tone, thanks for checking in with us. We got 4 minutes left. And Tone checked in for the first time in a long time. I was kind of actually wondering what happened to him and where he was. I'm glad he's safe. I don't wish harm on anybody.
Well,
I'm glad he's doing okay.
They did a blood test on me and found out that I was from the apartment of David. So I'm pretty close to Stu, pretty close. My blood type's almost there.
I got to admit, you do make me laugh sometimes. I got to admit that. I will. I'll be honest.
Sometimes when I'm sarcastic and not a jerk.
Hey, you got to have a sense of humor in the world we live in today. But anyway, hey. Everyone tonight, thank you so much. Hey, you never know what we get into this show. You never know. Unless especially when I don't have a guest. You never know. All right. Anyway, good night, everybody. Next show is on Sunday. God bless. Take care.